This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on one ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, are you that exceptional American that I'm talking about? Welcome to the show. A lot of things going on this 24/7, 365 news cycle, as we call it. A lot of things going on. Korea, France, we're going to be talking about that in this segment. Mitch McConnell comes out and just performs a schmarmy event. Being a mumbling, stumbling, schmarmy man. A man that, of course, doesn't have the interest of the United States at heart, never has. And again, we've told you, we've warned you, I think you're all on board with what's wrong with Mitch McConnell. He doesn't necessarily need to be there. That's for sure. Okay, so anyway, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. You can email me, paul@a21r.com. So let's just dive right into the pool. The 24/7, 365 news cycle swimming pool. I guess you have to swim with the sharks, I guess. There's a drain the swamp. Drain this pool. And then we're going to start doing that. Okay, some news and information that is considered to be breaking news, and this ought to be interesting. The FBI conducted a pre-dawn raid of former Trump campaign chairman Manafort's home. It says, this is from, what is this from? Oh, the Washington Post. The Washington Post. Says, FBI agents raided the Alexandria home of President Trump's former campaign chairman last month. using a search warrant to seize documents and other materials, according to people familiar with the special counsel investigation into the Russian meddling of the 2016 election. Federal agents appeared at Paul Manafort's home without advance warning in the pre-dawn hours of July 26, the day after he met voluntarily with the staff of the Senate Intelligence Committee. There you go. We searched your home. Now, remember, who is really in charge of the FBI? Still a lot of Obama holdovers. Does it surprise you that this sort of thing would happen? The search warrant was wide-ranging, and FBI agents working with special counsel Robert Mueller departed the home with various records. The raid came as Manafort has been voluntarily producing documents to congressional committees investigating Russia's interference in the 2016 presidential campaign election. It says the search warrant indicates investigators may have argued to a federal judge they had reason to believe Manafort could not be trusted to turn over all records in response to a grand jury subpoena. It could also have been intended to send a message to Trump's campaign former chairman that he could not or should not expect gentle treatment from legal or legal courtesies from Mueller's team. Now, I don't know why even people would even remotely think that, actually. Nice. Says the documents included materials Manafort had already provided to Congress, said people familiar with the search. If the FBI wanted the documents, they could just ask Manafort. He could have turned them over, said one advisor close to the White House. Josh Stuvey, spokesman for Mueller, declined comment, as did Reginald Brown, an attorney for Manafort. The search came as Mueller has increased legal pressure on Manafort, consolidating under his authority a series of unrelated investigations into various aspects of Manafort's professional and personal life. I think they're going to use Manafort like Scooter Libby. He's going to come down to be getting charged with something, the ham sandwich thing. Remember I did that last week? I talked about the ham sandwich. We're going to file charges against that poor ham sandwich. It's that ham sandwich that did it. It's the ham sandwich that did the meddling. We're going to convict that ham sandwich. But if you eat the ham sandwich, we have no case. This is just getting ridiculous. Scooter Libby is coming here. Okay, so Manafort is Scooter Libby Duh. Scooter Libby Duh, part Duh. They go on to say that they has provided documents to both the Senate Judiciary Committee and Senate House. Emails show Trump Jr. took the meeting and invited Manafort after he was promised the lawyer would deliver damaging information about Hillary Clinton as part of a Russian government effort to assist his father's campaign. Okay, well, there was no stuff there. There was no there, by the way. There was absolutely no there. So here we have another fishing expedition by Mueller. Mr. Mueller. Okay, so that was not part of the regular hour that I had planned. I just thought I'd bring that out because now they're announcing basically how the henchman Mueller is working. Mueller has a lot to protect. And I'll just put it out there, Mr. Mueller. Let's talk Ukraine. And let's talk why you really are concerned about Mr. Manafort and his connections to Ukraine, Mr. Mueller. And what are you protecting, Mr. Mueller? What are you protecting with Hillary Rodham Clinton and Bill Clinton, Mr. Mueller? And Ukraine, what's the big secret in Ukraine and Kiev? What is that big secret, Mr. Mueller? You ready to tell us that secret, Mr. Mueller? I'm just about ready, Mr. Mueller. I think maybe the world should know what you are really trying to protect. When you're talking about protection, or people are talking about you protecting Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton and Barack Hussein Obama and the rest, what is that, the one thing that, boy, really gets under your skin that Mr. Manafort might know, or Mr. Flynn might know, or what was discussed with the Russian? What was on that list? What was that in that list that they were looking at? What was that, Mr. Mueller? Don't you think the public needs to know, Mr. Mueller? I think it would be a swell deal if we outed you, Mr. Mueller, and what you're trying to do. I think maybe it's about time. But, you know, that might upset a few people. Huh, Mr. Mueller? What are you hiding, Mr. Mueller? We know what you're hiding. I got to tell you, Mr. Mueller, we in the alternative media know what you are hiding. And when the world finds out, when they find out what's going on in Ukraine, what that big secret is in Ukraine and other places around the world, Mr. Mueller, I think it's going to be a different world for you and your friends. All of your Clinton friends that you've hired as prosecutors, all Clintonistas, all people that contributed to the campaign, that has something to do with the foundation, all that illegal action, you know, like Uranium One. Oh, I'm sorry. Can you tell us a little bit about your involvement in Uranium One on behalf of Hillary Clinton, Mr. Mueller? But I want to go back to the Ukraine, Mr. Mueller. What about the Ukraine, Mr. Mueller? Send your FBI agents there, Mr. Mueller. Don't want to do that? Well, maybe we can talk to Putin about that, Mr. Mueller. Anyway, so, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Mueller has a lot to hide. And that's what this fishing expedition is all about. He's trying to cover bases for Hillary Clinton and others. Because, listen, there's not just four bases on this diamond. Oh, no. There's a lot of dots, too. And we're going to help connect those dots for you right here on Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Okay, so what in the world has been happening in Paris? And you may have heard about this. In Paris, this is something that's a breaking story. Actually, just it happened a couple of hours ago, I guess. Paris attack. Man shot in hunt for BMW driver who mowed down six French soldiers. It's from the Telegraph News Live. Some sort of... Let's get this audio here. Let's figure what this is all about. Doesn't have any audio. It's kind of interesting. Okay, so anyway, the story is this. French police shot and arrested a suspect in a dramatic motorway chase Wednesday after a car smashed into soldiers outside a barracks in a Paris suburb, injuring six. The suspected terror attack is the latest in a string of assaults that have hit France since January of 2015, claiming more than 230 lives. The servicemen were hit by a BMW, which drove down a quiet street in an upmarket western Paris suburb of La Voisin-Perrot at around 6 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time. It accelerated and it accelerated as it neared the troops, rammed into them, and then sped away. I heard a huge crash, which I thought was the sound of scaffolding being put up, but it wasn't. It was the car. Police later gave chase to the vehicle on a motorway north of Paris and shot and wounded the suspect, a man aged in his late 30s, who is also was also arrested, sources said. No identity yet, but of course they're treating it. Guess what? Guess what they're doing now? They're treating it as a terrorist attack. It's not. Just a little hit and run. It wasn't that at all. They're treating it as a terrorist attack. Isn't it nice now that when these kind of bizarro things happen, when you know, when ISIS and Al Qaeda tell you they're going to do these things, and gosh, they go out and do them, and we don't call them terror attacks. We that's the last thing we want to put in anybody's melon, that they're terror attacks. Now the script has flipped with a different president who's been talking tough. Isn't that interesting? We get better leadership, and we get this whole thing playing out. And as a result, we get a whole different attitude about investigations. Isn't that something else? Don't you love it when a plan comes together? So the Paris attack has been on, and they apparently have somebody in custody. So this is something that I was going to bring out earlier in the show, but we got sidetracked with all the great action that has been going on where? In Korea, North Korea. Yeah, that's really a bummer. Okay, here's part of the problem with, this is part of the problem, Mitch McConnell with Donald Trump. Mitch McConnell apparently has been speaking publicly and deriding the president. Mitch McConnell, the last person in the world who, I mean, like he's got any kind of credibility, Mitch McConnell. Mumbles, as we call them here on Agenda 21 Radio. Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan. Now, of course, this latest fiasco in the Senate has been in this delay tactic, delay, 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 that Mitch McConnell has been demonstrating ever since the president got on board, was something that, quite frankly, it's not a surprise to me, and it's not a surprise to our listeners, of course, because Mitch McConnell is not who we think, who we all think he is. He's not a supporter of the president. We know that. In fact, we now have irrefutable proof, a speech he made just yesterday in front of a Rotary group that normally isn't video, but well, they decided to videotape mumbles, and boy, he's beyond the mumble point in his criticism of President Trump.
Show of hands, but I know everybody's saying we've been there, haven't done anything. Which I find extremely irritating. And I'm going to tell you why. A Congress goes on for 2 years. And part of the reason I think that the storyline is that we haven't done much is because, in part, the president and others have set these early timelines about things need to be done by a certain point. Now, our new president had, of course, not been in this line of work before, and I think had excessive expectations about how quickly things happen in the democratic process.
You know what, Mitch? Mumbles. I can remember President Barack Hussein Obama and Harry Reid making things happen overnight. Where have you been, Mitch?
And so part of the reason I think people feel like we're underperforming is because too many kind of artificial deadlines, unrelated to the reality of the complexity of legislating, may not have been fully understood. And of course, our political adversaries would be love to say that any time.
God. So here it is. He fails to perform. Delay, delay. You know, the president's got his timeline. We've got ours, and we're just going to do our thing. I get that. But McConnell knows why we need to be doing what we're doing right now and why it's important for the country. Forget that. We're going to go back to process now. Where was he in the last 2 years of Obama with process? Oh, that's okay. We'll pass a budget. We'll go right ahead. Whatever Obama wants, we'll let him have it. Whatever timeline Obama wants, we'll let him have it, Mitch. But no, you get a conservative president in like Donald Trump. Oh, we got to go back to delay, delay, delay. Nice.
So what I'm asking of you is to judge this Congress when it finishes. How much have we done to make America competitive again and to grow again? And that's part of America, making America great again, which is what the president talks about so much.
It's kind of odd that he could make it happen for Obama, but not us. Yeah. Mitch McConnell. Speaking about why he failed, artificial deadlines and things like that, and naive president, things like that. Mitch McConnell, part of the swamp, who needs to be drained. And just this speech criticizing the president in the way that he did. He's trying to come up with an excuse for his own ineptness. That's really what it comes down to. Didn't go to the nuclear option when he could. Oh, no, we want to save the Congress. Only went under the case of getting a new Supreme Court justice in Gorsuch did he allow that. Other ones he didn't. Didn't seem too hard-pressed to get things done with Obamacare. And just a simple repeal. And it doesn't fly, Mitch. It just doesn't fly when you've had 8 years. 8 years to come up with many of these plans that you were coming up with before. under Obama, yet you didn't do anything with Trump. You weren't prepared. All these plans, all the bills exist to carry out what Trump is asking. You know that. You failed to articulate it. You're the failure.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill. Bill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
Okay, I bet right now you're just sitting around enjoying a cup of coffee like myself. Freshly brewed Agenda 21 man-style coffee. No sissy coffee here. It's all man-style. It's all step-it-up man-style coffee. And you're just sitting here wondering, what in the world is going on in far-off places of the planet? Just what is going on in places like the Philippine Islands? Or, better yet, the Spratlys. The Spratlys. Or the Spratlys, right? China, it's kind of interesting. I'm sure you're wondering about China, because you're obviously worried about Korea, North Korea. So you're wondering about China. And you're contemplating what is going on with Russia, Putin. So you're sitting here thinking, gosh, I better be better informed about what is going on in the world. Let's pick and choose from the subject matter that I gave you. Okay, we've got Korea, We've got Russia. We've got China, Xi Jinping. We've got the Spratlys. That's part of the takeover of the island chains and so on that are out there off of the Chinese coast. Vietnam and what's that sea out there? I'll remember that in a second. And the Philippines. So get your, you know, and Indonesia. We're going to talk about Indonesia. There's something going on in Indonesia all the time. That's where, that's the Obama's hometown, you know. Okay, so I'm going to pick for you because I'm the radio host and I can do that. So I will. Let's talk about, again, you're just sitting around, what are we going to talk about today? So we're going to go back to our, really a monster, man. I mean, really, and it's hard to make sense of this guy other than he's a murderous thug. But he murders and he's thuggish to all the people that we have a disdain for. And that's Rodrigo Duterte of the Philippines. So welcome, stage left, if you will, Philippine Presidente Rodrigo Duterte. Drum roll, please. Don't have that one all queued up yet. So Philippines Duterte, this is what he does. Now, remember Rodrigo, or we'll call him Rodrigo, that he's the kind of president that just doesn't like these narco-terrorist types. He doesn't like ISIS in his own country. By the way, a little side note, the United States apparently has agreed. Now, this came across my screen yesterday. I didn't suss it out completely, but it came across, and I've seen it in other places, and we will be checking this out. But the United States military, working in conjunction with Rodrigo Duterte and his air forces and military, are going to start bombing ISIS positions in the Philippine Islands. Oh. hello? And, of course, I'm saying this be on the part of those listeners who understand who Rodrigo Duterte is and what he does. So he runs around and he just kills, not at random. He announces the killings and the capturing and then the killing, the murder of drug dealers. And what he does is once the investigation is completed and they find somebody who's dealing with drugs, dealing especially cartel members, oh, the same Mexican cartels that are found in Mexico, they're, guess what? They've taken up and gotten root in the Philippines. So Duterte doesn't like that much because there's just way too much marijuana out there. The place is overrun with it by the cartel. So he went around and said, look, we're going to round up these drug dealers. And this is how we're going to do it. This is how it's going to go down. We're going to do an investigation. When we find out where these people live, we're going to go to their hometown newspaper and we're going to put their name in the newspaper. We're going to tell them that they're going to be executed tomorrow at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Okay, well, so then they go out and find the guy and they execute him at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and then take off. There he is. That's called law enforcement, Filipino style, Rodrigo Duterte style. Now, I'm leaving a few parts of the equation out for those of you that are true justice lovers here in the United States. Something called due process. Yeah, you go from being outed in the newspaper to executed within hours. That's the way he does business. So everybody says, well, what's wrong with that? That's wonderful. We're getting rid of, and he does that to ISIS and the radical Islamic terrorists and so on. My point is that there's no due process for this man. Oh, no, it's just execution. Murder. So now he's got something that he's going to do. he's announcing bounties now. Just remember back in the day, bounty hunters? And there was a movie or a program, a television show with Steve McQueen. And I think I've gotten it right. Steve McQueen as the bounty hunter. And he had this specialized Winchester that was strapped to his side. Interesting. It sawed off Winchester, and he had it in a holster, and he'd ride around, and he was the bounty hunter. And he looked around for criminals in the Wild West. And he rode into town looking for bounty, looking for these people that were being hunted. Kind of like bail bondsmen today.
Have you ever seen a bail bondsman at work? I mean, man, I had a neighbor whose cousin was a bail bondsman. Drove a black Ford, just straight black. Everything was black. You couldn't find a chrome spot on it. The windows were blackened. And he had the searchlight. What it was is one of these old converted Crown Victorias. But this is back in the 80s, by the way, so it goes back that far. And this guy, he'd get out of his car, and the guy was enormous. Just a beefcake. I mean, God, the guy was just... And a little bit of bling, black T-shirt, black pants, black shoes, black everything. And he wasn't black. But he was a big dude. And I'll tell you, the first time I saw him, he pulled up in this black car in front of our neighbor's house, and I was watching it. I was in my office, and I was watching it. It was like a Saturday afternoon. I don't know why, but it was... Anyway, so he gets out of his car, and he starts casing the house. And I'm going, what is... So I call my neighbor, who's inside. I said, well, there's a guy outside. He's checking out your house. He's a big dude. So, oh, that's my brother-in-law. Don't worry about it. I said, God, he's a big dude. Are you sure? He says, no. He's just looking for some things around the house. I said, really? I said, so he's casing your house? Goes inside the house, you know. So, anyway, but it always stuck with me because he was a bail bondsman. And he was always like a bounty hunter. So the bounty hunter back in the day of the Wild West, I mean, these people have been around. People pay to find somebody wanted, dead or alive. I think that was the name of the show, Wanted, Dead or Alive. No, it was the Bounty Hunter. I don't know. I'll get it. I'll have to go actually check that one out. So Steve McQueen was cast in that little category. Now we have Duterte taking after Steve McQueen, the Bounty Hunter. He's issuing bounties. And this is an interesting one. Duterte on Wednesday announced dead or alive bounties worth $40,000 each for policemen he accused of helping and... An accused narco politician and said he preferred they be killed. Where is Steve McQueen when you need him? Where's this guy that my neighbor's brother-in-law? Says the call for police officers to kill their colleagues is the latest inflammatory comment by Duterte in his controversial drug war, which has claimed thousands of lives and comes shortly after a meeting with U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. What did Rex tell him? You got to do it better, man. At least put a bounty out for them, and that'll give them some due process. Forget this advertising in the newspaper to round up these people. Just put a bounty out and make sure it's against the police. Oh, God, this is craziness. Where's due process when you need it? It's vacuous. Stay with us. We're going to cruise to another spot of the planet and see what's going on over there. We'll be back.
Regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000,
$1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Okay, I can't leave that part of the planet. You know, listen, I want to tell you all flat earthers out there, those people who believe that the earth is flat, we're at the edge of the earth with the Philippines. This is where it all ends, the Philippine Islands. There's no more after that. That's how the flat earth works. So we're at the edge. Now listen, I can't leave this thing. I cannot leave this dictator, Mr. Duterte, in what his ways. I started perusing more of the article, and I thought, this is just too good. You can't make it up. I'm telling you, you just can't make it up. Okay, so the story is that he is at the a police officer's conference of some sort. They kind of leave that out at the beginning. They're not really telling everybody what the deal is here. Let's see if they got some. They don't have any. Okay. The call for police officers to kill their colleagues is the latest inflammatory comment by Duterte in his controversial drug war, which has claimed thousands of lives, and comes shortly after meeting with Rex Tillerson. See, I think good old Rex said, you got to clean up your act, man. Rather than to put their names in the papers, put a bounty on them. You know, give them some due process. And that way you can blame the officers who go and shoot them to claim the bounty. They're the ones who killed them. And they're the ones who, it's on their head. So, it said, Duterte made the offer during a speech at National Police Headquarters offering 2 million pesos, $40,000, for an unspecified number of officers who allegedly helped a mayor killed in an anti-drug operation on July 30th. Each of those officers carry on their heads now. I am announcing 2 million pesos per head, and you are free to go on leave to pursue them, Duterte told the officers in the audience. I'll cut short my speech so that you will have a chance for a crackdown or a crack at the 2 million pesos for those idiots. Hey, listen, I was going to give a 50-minute speech, but now you know what?
I'm going to cut it off at 25 minutes, and you can have the rest of the time to go out and get those idiots. I'm not making it up. I mean, I just made that line myself. That was me. He added that the bounty would be paid if the policemen were found dead or alive, and dash, better dead. He said the unidentified policeman had worked for Reynaldo Paranjong, the mayor of the southern city of Osmaz, who was killed in the pre-dawn raid along with his wife, his brother, and 13 other people. Police said they were forced to kill the 16 people in self-defense. But the victim's lawyer has insisted the mayor and others had not resisted arrest. Duterte had accused Paranjong of being a major drug trafficker, as he has done in similar cases of alleged extrajudicial killings. Well, that's what we call it. So there's a name for what he does. So that kind of cleans it up a little bit, don't you think? We just don't have murders. We don't have killings. We have extrajudicial killings. I don't know why this is so morbid. But, I mean, I mean, how far can we go with the killing of evildoers, right? I mean, and of course, they get no chance. I mean, see, here's the problem. With President Barack Hussein Obama and the rest, it was all, you know, you're the same mentality. You're guilty until you prove yourself innocent, right, Lavoie Finicum? Get my drift? Now, here it is on the other side. And I'm not saying this is right. I'm saying it's wrong, actually. We're having a little fun with this, morbidly saying. It's pretty sick stuff. Now we're calling it extrajudicial killings. It's that terminology, right? Kind of like with the senators out of Oregon who wanted to put a stop to, quote, the spreading of the virus. We have to stop the spread of the virus. They were trying to, you know, taint the good words that Lavoie Finicum and others were trying to espouse to the people of Oregon regarding their constitutional rights and the powers of the Constitution. You see, Wyden and others just didn't like the spreading of that virus. The knowledge of your God-given rights. Oh, no, we can't have that. Not in our country, not in our society. That's evil. Anything about the Constitution is evil. Anything about the Bible is evil, according to those folks. It works both ways is the point. Those that think that they're fighting evil, well, it's evil that they're doing in the fight, and that's wrong. That's what we do not constitutionally support that. But you can't make it up. You cannot make this up. This is actually happening. Extrajudicial killings. Duterte on Wednesday also vowed to give legal protection to the policeman who killed Paranjong and the 15 others. If they were found guilty of murder, he would pardon them, he vowed. Duterte easily won presidential elections last year after promising an unprecedented war on drugs in which tens of thousands of people would be killed. Since he took office in the middle of the last year, police have confirmed killing more than 3,400 people in anti-drug operations. More than 2,000 other people have been killed in drug-related crimes and thousands more murdered in unexplained circumstances, according to police data. Rights groups say many of these victims have been killed by government-backed vigilantes, and Duterte has boasted that he would be happy to slaughter 3 million drug addicts. Former U.S. President Barack Hussein Obama was among the many international critics of Duterte's tactics. See, this is the sickest thing. Because it's those that finance Obama that are bringing these drugs to the Philippines. Remember, it was Duterte who said, F you, President Obama, and refused to meet with him if he was to come to the Philippines on his latest or his last Asian tour. Remember that? Duterte does know how sick Obama is and was and his ilk are. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
1-0.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755-COIN.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Now, where did the hour go? I guess that's the question. Where did the hour go? It's kind of crazy, isn't it? I mean, everything's crazy. That's all I can say. I mean, when you get this Duterte thing going on in the Philippines and how he's just killing people summarily, no constitutional rights at all, kind of gives you pause, doesn't it? Which kind of gives me the feeling, as I think about the Cal Exit program. Now, wake up, people. They're talking about separating from the United States and forming a new country. I want to know if that country is going to be run like Duterte runs the country. Because, you know, once you decide that you're going to be another nation, you lose the constitutional rights of the United States of America. That constitution with those God-given rights just doesn't equate to a new country. And, of course, the socialist communists behind all this, like Jerry Brown, Those totalitarian. So they'll try to assuage you and say, oh, yes, we'll do everything that the American Constitution does. That's a lie. And the lie is right in front of your face. How does Jerry Brown conduct himself now as a el presidente of California, a dictator? He's a dictator. And don't you think he'd round up the usual suspects in a heartbeat? Just like Duterte. Anyway,
Constitution, something worth fighting for. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. You can email me, paul@821r.com. And stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We are sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.